This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A black couple that owns a ranch in El Paso County says they faced racism recently. CPR's Lucretia Wembley says the Rocky Mountain NAACP is now investigating those claims.
Courtney and Nicole Mallory were arrested on felony warrants Monday. And while Nicole was released from jail within an hour, a judge ordered Tuesday that Courtney be held on a $6,000 bond. Both face felony stalking charges filed against them by neighbors, but the Mallory family says it's all a ploy to get them to move away from their ranch. They say they have found some of their livestock slaughtered and messages painted on signs telling them to leave. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The House Oversight Committee held its first hearing on the topic of the U.S. southern border, where a record number of migrants are crossing. Speaking with Border Patrol chiefs, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert raised issues such as migrant deaths along the border, the morale of Border Patrol agents, and concerns about, quote, gotaways.
Would you agree that gotaways included convicted criminals, terrorists, drug traffickers, or even gang members?
Ma'am, as I've stated, I don't think I can suppose anything.
Well, Boebert blamed the Biden administration. Democratic lawmakers say the White House has taken actions to deal with the influx, like more funding for border security. The committee's next hearing tomorrow will be on social media bias, focused on Twitter and Hunter Biden's laptop. It'll be mostly clear overnight across the Front Range with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and 50s with rain or snow overnight on Wednesday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.